Welcome to this podcast. I put on my story. I was like, I don't fucking know what to do this podcast on. Whenever it's the individual ones, I'm like, what the fuck do I talk about? People are so much better at this than me. I'm like, why do I even have a podcast? Like, truly. I like the interviews. Like, I like doing those. And then I like doing solo ones. And I know that you guys like the solo ones. But then I'm like, what the fuck do I talk about all the time? Unless I'm doing, like, news or something that's, like, relevant, like, to the day. That there's, like, constant content I can be talking. Like, you know what I mean? Because I only really want to talk about things that, like, I, like, have, like, feel like I, like, know something about. Like, I'm not just gonna, like, talk out, like, just whatever. Like, some people were asking on, these are all the questions and shit. My friend was, like, saying, why don't you do, like, how to, like, behave during the holidays? And I was like, I literally am, like, I'm the worst person in my family on the holidays. So, like, I was like, I can't, for instance, give, like, insight on that. Like, I literally can't. I used to have to take a 5-milligram edible before going to my mom's house on Christmas, which isn't a lot, but still, it took the edge off. I, like, had to take an edible to go over. Sure, whatever. But anyways, I have to film this podcast today because this goes out tomorrow, and I sound like just, like, the worst fucking whatever, but, so I just was like, you know what? Get off and just answer these things of in the best of my abilities that I can. So I'm just gonna answer, like, some of these topics that people wanted, like, people suggested. Someone goes, get Joe Rogan on. I feel like he could be an interesting guest. Yeah, no fucking shit. Talk about the bad sides of modeling regarding inappropriate photographers, etc. I've talked about modeling in my, like, my modeling experience podcast. I don't really talk about it too often. Only because, like, I feel like I've had such great, like, I've had some bad experiences, but I don't even really remember them. I've never had, like, a photographer be inappropriate with me or anything like that, which is really lucky and great. I think it's, like, 50-50 or something like that. I've just never been in that situation. And I'm trying to think, like, of bad, like, pretty much my only, like, bad and negative modeling experience, like, part of it is, like, just what I did to make it worse, you know? So it was just more, like, me going into it with, like, no real, like, parental supervision or, like, telling me, like, what was going on. And I just kind of, like, did everything wrong doing it. But I tried, like, and I didn't really want it either. I have, like, no horror stories. Maybe that's the most uninteresting thing fucking ever, but I, like, literally, like, somehow made it out unscathed. I really did. Mm-hmm. Besides my drug and alcohol use during the whole thing. But, yeah, like, literally other than that, it was fine. And it wasn't even, like, that crazy. People ask, like, a lot of style stuff. But the thing is, someone just goes, Anna Kendrick. The thing is I do not know how to give advice on, like, clothing stuff. Like, I really don't. Because I don't even know what I don't really follow any advice for myself. So what would I even say? I've said in the past, I'm like, just wear what you want to wear and, like, that's it. And, like, that is kind of what I say to myself. And, like, I don't know. Like, I just, like, literally just, like, put on things that I think, like, will look interesting to myself. Like, I don't even care if other people, like, don't like it. And I just wait until I like something in the mirror and I'm like, this looks good. And maybe it's not, like, fashionable or cool or whatever to other people, but I like it for myself. That's the only style advice I could really give, because I don't, like, have, like, a rule book or like, a formula I follow. I don't. I think just, like, I always say similar stuff, so I don't want to be repetitive, but, like, really tune into the, like, of what you innately like and just follow that and, like, try not to be too influenced by, like, what your friends like and stuff, or, like, I don't know, just, like, genuinely try to follow what you like. Try to find out what that is and get curious and whatever. To me, like, clothes is just more about, like, expressing myself. Like, it's not, like, I dress up all the time, 24 hours of the day. I am in some sort of outfit for myself. Whether it's, like, this isn't, like, crazy. This is, like, just a t-shirt, obviously. But, like, I, like, just genuinely like have to do it for me. I just love clothes. I love dress up. I always have been like that. So it's more just like, I don't know. Like, I think it's easier when it's like through a genuine passion and wanting to do it rather than like wanting to look good or whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, obviously, to a degree, I can't like say I don't care about not wanting to look good. But it's not like it's not what drives me to get dressed in the morning. What drives me to get dressed in the morning is like total like passion for putting together like an outfit. Every morning I go into my closet and it's like my favorite part of the day of like wanting. I guess this is what I do to get dressed. I find like an item of clothes that I've never worn, like a new thing or an old thing I haven't worn in like literally over like years, like 5 years or something. If I, like, you know what I mean? And I try to make an outfit with that. And if I don't, otherwise I'll never like wear all the clothes in my closet and they'll just kind of sit there. And I, to a degree, that still happens. But that would be maybe my advice, is like try to like use like your creativity and like try to use like shitty things in your closet and make an outfit out of that. Again, this will only work for people who like clothes. I don't know what to say to this. My advice is to have fun and to not take style too seriously. That is truly my advice. And just play and don't think too much about like what other people are going to think of what you're wearing, and just wear what you want to wear. I really like, as I get older and like as like I, yeah, just like as I get older, I never want to like lose the part of myself that just dresses like for me, you know, like I'm not, it's, I really am going to make sure that stays, of just like the kid in me that wants to express itself like the way she does. And like some of it's like stupid to other people, but I like it. So yeah, that's, I think just have fun and not take it too seriously or too to heart. And yeah, also like see who you like resonate with, because like you might resonate with someone like that dresses all black. Like what's the fucking girl's name? Like Kelly Catrone. Fucking the girl from America's Next Top Model. You know, her look was just like the all black, like chic, whatever look, like kind of like matrixy. Like that could be your thing. Or you could like the really whimsical, like Drew Barrymore-esque clothes, or like Gwen Stefani style. Like those are two, I like those girls' style. I think they have such a fun, like imaginative way of dressing. Like those are two girls where I'm like, they dress, especially Gwen Stefani, bro. She had the fucking coolest style ever. I think she was ahead of her time. And same with some of Avril Lavigne's stuff. She's just fucking sick. But yeah. So like those kinds of things I think are helpful to like find what you like and what you're inspired by, because like not everyone's the same, and some people like a lot of color like myself and some people don't. So there's not really like one thing that you could follow that's like going to help. Someone said lucid dreaming. It's funny because my sleep problems have been so bad my whole life that pretty much every single one of my dreams I'm lucid dreaming. And that is because of the sheer, I have this thing like when my insomnia is really bad that I'll just go into like 6 hours of like deep rest. So I never truly fall asleep. But in the deep rest, I'll have like very vivid, like imaginative scenarios going, but I'm never actually asleep. Like if that makes sense. Like if someone came into my room and was like walking around, I would hear everything. Like I'm awake, but I'm like not like, but I'm like in this kind of deep rest. So the symptoms of that going on for like 2 years of my life, I had a really bad insomnia like period. It's gone forever, but it will remain, whatever. I don't know what I'm trying to fucking say. What I'm trying to say is that I've had insomnia forever, my whole life. I for some reason cannot figure out how to like fall asleep naturally. Like I obviously have to sleep every night, but I have to like do something to make me fall asleep. It's brutal. But lucid dreaming, I don't know how to like teach someone to lucid dream other than like have insomnia for years and like whatever. I talk about like maladaptive daydreaming and stuff like that, and like different things that you can do with your mind. I might have like an expert on to like really delve into that. How do you deal with people that are your friends, but you know don't really care about you in the industry? Oh, damn. That's actually probably been the toughest thing, specifically that, I think, for me as like a 16-year-old moving here, to this day, to be honest, because I really value friendships a lot. As I've gotten older, that's actually like magnified how much I do care about that, like kind of more than a lot of things. Probably more, like I value that kind of number one is like friends, I've noticed. And it actually like propels me to do everything, is like this like weird like obsession with like just friendship. Like, not even, it sounds weird to say obsession, but it's like I've even like gone in therapy and like we've talked about like just like your value system, and like I found out like my value system is like friendship, like truly, and like that is what I care about the most, and like that is why that aspect of my life is like good and like has never been like too toxic or like whatever. Like I've always like, obviously you can't avoid, this is why this is hard for me, bad unsafe people. Like you can't avoid it, it will happen, like just based on being alive. So I've had like heartbreaks with that and like rude awakenings with that. And honestly, like I still have friends to this day where, because I don't know if other people are like this, but I can be like very like cut and dry, where it's like in or out of my life. Like I can like cut people out. Like, to be honest, that's like something I've always been able to do, is just be like, you're dead to me. Never think about it. Like kind of dissociate from them. It's like the whole dissociation thing, and like why I could do it with my parents and stuff. So I could do it with friends. And I really am trying to not have that be my way of dealing with my life anymore. So since then, and I've kind of realized like I do this, and I have a tendency of just like not act like just being too like sensitive maybe, and like too reactive, where I like don't know how to have people in my life at all if I think that they have like weird intentions or not pure intentions. And now I'm at the point in my life where like you get older and like you can't, to especially in LA, if I got rid of all of the friendships and all of the relationships, I guess, that I have with people that I don't consider safe or like care about me, I would literally have like, I'd be isolated. And there's people that do that, and I get it. Like I get why they do that, and I kind of more respect the people that are able to like keep it cool with everyone and just like not be so triggered by things and just be able to keep like kind of like an even keel with everybody and just know what to expect rather than like shut them out completely. So how I've dealt with that, like what I was going to say is like I have friends to this day who I hang out with where I still actually don't think that they care about me at the end of the day. And that's crazy to think. And I've like really wrestled with like, is this right? Like, am I doing the right thing or am I not, you know? I'm just really trying to like have the maturity level within myself where I like can just be cool with people who don't care about me and not expect the whole world to care about me. And I talked about this in my podcast with Iris, actually, that I like was like the last one to know that like not everyone cares about you. And like it was like, I don't know, people are ruthless and they're gonna do whatever the fuck they want, and most people in the world aren't gonna care about you. So it's, again, it just comes, I think, with acceptance of that, and it's like, it's just readjusting your expectations, I think, for people. It's like a total skill and tool to have. And for some reason, like, I couldn't figure that out. Like, I, when I was young, like, it was more like, if I don't think that you care about me, I can't actually have you in my life. Like, I can't. Like, that's how I looked at it and, like, dealt with it for a really long time. And I thought I was, like, so, like, in my, I thought I was so doing the right thing and was, like, so, like, yes, this is right. But I think the harder work, like, that you do is truly accepting people for their flaws and, like, accepting people, like, for who they are. Becoming less naive, too, I think would be part of it is I think I had, like, definitely a naiveness to people and how many types of people there are and that not everyone's going to be the same as you. And yeah, that is a lesson everyone learns, but it wasn't a lesson that I chose to accept until like later in my life where I was like, okay, yeah. But honestly, like I can say now, like I am happier, I think, doing it like this and like having friends. Like I just like, I feel like I am, like, I feel like this is the way to do it. It's just like being able to be friends with people that are toxic. Like I, like as someone who just like did the, like, I don't think you should be friends with people who are toxic if you have the opposite problem of not letting go. But like my problem was like letting go like too much and too frequently and just like, you know, so I'm friends with like a, I can think of like a handful of people off the top of my head right now that like I don't necessarily believe care about me, and I don't necessarily think they even care about anybody except themselves. And that's just information in my head that I've learned about these people, and just by like observation and experience. And I'm fine with them. And I think guys learn this a lot quicker than girls do, because like guys are definitely more in like the competitive like arena, where like I've noticed this with a lot of guys actually, where they like hate like their friends for some reason. Like they fucking hate them, but they'll talk so much shit on like people that they work with and like people that like are like I have this like group of guy friends and they like literally all fucking hate each other. And but when they're because I've heard them all like talk shit about each other, but when they're together, best friends. But it all comes down from to this like competitiveness that they have and jealousy, and they're just very competitive and they like kind of know what it is. So it's like this weird thing that, but they're really able to genuinely enjoy their time together. So I look at that and I'm like, that's cool. And that's interesting. And I want to be able to do that. Like, I want to be able to do that. I don't want to be like this, like sensitive, like annoying person that like is just like, no one get near me. Like if you've hurt me now and like, no, like I can't ever talk to you again and whatever. And just be like, yeah, like I see you and like I'm never going to not like see you. And just, yeah, I think what it was, I think this is what I'm trying to fucking say. I'm so sorry if I'm like inarticulate today. I'm like literally exhausted and I've like, I'm kind of nauseous, but I didn't know how to readjust my expectations of the heart. That's what it was. So like if I had you back in my life, I would love you the exact same way. And like, and so that like quality made it so it had to be all or nothing, because I could not bring you back and then readjust that this person doesn't care about me. It would have to be like, no, you, we care. We are like this vessel to vessel heart thing. And like, if you're in my life, like we care about. So it was like kind of this like childish, I guess, like way of looking at relationships. I don't know. But I like really wanted to get out of that. And just because I was limiting myself and I was isolating myself, to be honest with you, because I would get in, like a girl would do something to me and I would just like be like, okay. And like literally never like talk to the girl again. and just be like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Like, you terrify me. And then leave. And then, like, that's not helpful for my life. And it's just not good. And now I'm at the point where I am able to do the harder thing, which is not cut people out. And it is readjust your heart and be able to readjust your expectations for people. And now that is what I'm doing. And that's how I deal with that in the industry. And it's been hard for me. This specific thing, that specific question has been actually a very hard thing for me to figure out. The secret lies of an Instagram influencer. It's funny because, like, I do not consider myself an Instagram person. Like, I'm sure every fucking Instagram person says that. But I just, like, don't care that much. I love TikTok, and TikTok is so fun, and I just love it. Like, that app is for me. Like, I just love making stupid little videos and posting them and, like, putting on and out. Like, it's just fun, and it's expressive, and I love, like, video and motion stuff. Instagram, not my thing. It's, like, a little, like, perfectionist-based and, like, I don't really enjoy taking photos. I enjoy taking videos. Photos is like a chore for me. That's why I don't really post that much. Like, my posts are kind of like my mirror, like, outfit photos, which is like literally nothing. That's like literally just the day and I take a quick mirror pic, and then I just collect them for like 2 weeks and then post it to avoid having to take them when I'm out, because I don't want to, like, that's why there's no, like, photo. Like, I'll take some because I'm trying to, like, because it's part of my job technically. I would be a much better model if I liked taking photos. There'd be tons of, like, inspo. Like, I just, like, there's so many girls that are so much better at Instagram than me, and I used to like it more when I was young, and it was, like, more fun for me then. Now I just don't like taking photos. I really don't want to, like, ruin the night by, like, going and, like, taking out, like, a phone and taking a photo. And half the time I, like, hate what I look like in them. And I'm just, like, I don't want to see it, like, kind of thing. I'm not kidding. So that's the secret life of a Instagram influencer. The only way to avoid trends and being basic, but at the same time embracing those things. I guess I like this because this is like more specific than just like style advice. How to avoid trends. Honestly, movies. That for me, like, really inspires me is like just seeing clothing and from films, because those are just like periods of time. And so, like, there can be a girl in a movie from like the 1950s and you love like her nightgown, and like that actually really helps me, because it's not like what's current and not like what's cool right now. Because the thing is like, there's so many things that are cool and beautiful and aesthetically nice to look at and like can be like appreciated, you know, like there's so much that can be appreciated. And I think that people that like really love aesthetics, like, honestly appreciate like pretty much everything. And not even just people lover of aesthetics, but I think people that have like a certain level of openness can appreciate kind of most things. And so for me, like, entertainment, like, specifically, I guess, like, movies, TV, and like cartoons for me, I find like my inspiration. So like, it can be a movie from like from the 80s, but this girl looks really good and really cute, and I want to wear exactly what she's wearing or something similar that I can like make in my own closet. And so that would be avoiding trends, but it would be doing something that's also was appreciated and was a trend from a different time. So that helps me a lot, like, not like only do like, well, it doesn't like, I'm not trying to like necessarily avoid trends, to be honest. Like, I don't, maybe I do and I don't even notice. Maybe I do. I'm thinking about this. I think there's some trends. Yeah, I do try to avoid. If it's like really been overdone, it's just becomes unattractive to me. Just because I don't want to, I'm realizing I don't want to necessarily, I don't know, actually. I don't really thought about it. I think it's just appreciating all types of beauty from all medias and just doing that. like, what's, like, this is, like, a weird example, but, like, was there, like, ever, like, a cartoon that, like, a girl, like, a cartoon girl character, or if you're a girl, or what, if you're a boy, think of, you know what I mean, but that you looked at, and you were like, this girl, I fucking love how this girl dresses, like, I just think it's sick. Just dress like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I, like, just wear whatever the fuck you want and be inspired by, like, anything. And not just, like, girls on TikTok or me or anybody. Like, just, like, get inspired by, like, just things around you and just see what you like. Like, I know that's, like, so, like, the most bland thing to say. But truly, like, just look at, like, watch, like, fucking any movie and find an outfit that you like in it and wear something similar. And it's probably not a trend. That's how I avoid that, is I'm not really inspired by the trends or inspired by, like, Instagram or anything. It's more just, like, things that are, that were appreciated in, at any time is what I like. And I love that we're kind of going into, like, a punky kind of, like, edgier evolution into fashion, which is great. I love that trend. I think it's awesome. And yeah, I think we're heading into a really good fashion era, which is sick, because we just kind of were exiting, like, a whatever one, like, 5 years before this. So this one's gonna be sick. I can already tell. I think we are heading into indie sleaze. I've been thinking this for a while. I'm not the only one who thinks this, but yeah, look up Indie Sleaze on Instagram and look at their account. That is where we're going. Indie Sleaze, bro. I was wearing, like, yeah, I was trying to bring back moccasins, like, a couple months ago. And then I go to I went to the Celine show and they were all in fucking moccasins. And I was like, this is fucking back. Indie Sleaze is back. And I'm not even going to remotely claim that I brought back moccasins whatsoever, because this is the thing, is that things always exist, is my point to the whole thing. And, like, things are always appreciated whether they're a trend or not. So I just appreciated moccasins because they're cool. They were cool at one point, so why can't they be cool now? You know, like, skinny jeans eventually are going to be cool again. They actually probably, with the indie sleaze thing, will come back, I think, a little bit. You should watch White Lotus and talk about it after every few episodes. I loved White Lotus. I finished it. The ending was so fucking sad and disappointing. Like, so disappointing. And really mean and just fucking whatever. Criticism from people who solely know you from social media. I mean, this is the thing, is, like, I just, like, tell myself, like, no one actually cares about, like, what I'm doing. And, like, even if they care, like, even the people that care, I'm like, they only really care for, like, a second. And, like, even, you know what I mean? So they don't really care. And, like, I'm not immune to, like, not getting upset. Like, I'll get upset for, like, a second, or, like, I've been, like, canceled on Twitter, like, 3 times now. And, like, people, like, just, I don't know, like, I don't really care now, you know. But it would have upset me at the time, for sure. But this is, like, what I say to myself. I'm just, like, you're, like, 5 seconds on their screen, you know, like, truly. And then they go to the next thing. So, like, they don't really care. And then even the people, like, again, like, the people that are commenting or like, whatever, like, involved in, like, criticizing or whatever, like, don't really care. So that's kind of what I tell myself. I kind of just say, like, no one cares. It's, like, kind of, like, this, like, nihilistic, like, view of it. But, like, it's kind of true. Like, no one really cares. And then people, like, even if you, like, let's say you do really fucking care, like, you're one of those people, like, well, that's so lame. So it's, like, I don't care about the people that care that much. Like, that's just pathetic, you know? So there's almost just, like, this, yeah. It's also, like, an acceptance, too, I think I've had with it recently, where I'm just kind of, like, yeah, like, people are going to say whatever they want, and people, like, are going to, like, people, like to bully people online. Like, we're in an age where Mother Teresa herself would get, like, Twitter hate, you know? Like, that's just how it is. So, and, like, it's just truly, like, the age of the internet. So you just have to accept that, I think, and then not let it, like, seep into you. I truly, the thing that helps me is truly saying that no one cares. Really cares, like, because they're just thinking about themselves. Like, they comment the thing, and then they're like really like in their ways about it, and they feel good about it, and then they put their phone down, and then they like think about like their like boyfriend or something. So it's like, I don't like, no, they know, they don't even care, like they just don't. So like, you know, like I don't know, like that's just what I say to myself. And yeah, I don't know, that really helps me with like criticism of any sort. I'm just like, no, they don't even really care. Like, this is like, who cares? Like, no one. But I can still get upset sometimes. Don't get me wrong, I still can. That concludes my podcast. Thank you so much for watching. And yeah, I will see you next week with an interview with someone that I think you'll really like.